clouds are the same. Clouds are always evolving. Always. A cloud. Clouds gather and nod. Clouds are quiet and sea loud. Is visible, mass or loose, ice or watery vapor. A cloud is minute particles of liquid, water or ice, or of both, suspended in free air. In miasma from dust, steam, fumes, dust, smog, gas, powder, dust, bits of nebulous skies. What is cloudiness? Cloudiness, what is cloudiness? What is it? Of a cloud, of the sky's floor. Cirrus is strands, filament, hooks detached. Cirrostratus, full body, hair-like or smooth.
Detached.
Cirrocumulus is a hair-like heap, like cotton wool or ice crystals. Suspended in free air. Is that aligning? Usually not touching. No one type of cloud is right for everyone. Altostratus, high sheet, halo, hell, no. Altocumulus is a high heat, laminate, round mass, roll. Nimbostratus is a rain-bearing sheet, it blots the sun. Is it a roll? Is it aligning? Are they aligning? Of a cloud, several cloud models have evolved. Stratus is a sheet for drizzle. It makes ice prisms and snow grains. Stratocumulus is a sheet-like sheet with dark parts. Low. Cumulus is a symbol of all clouds. Cumulus, symbol of all clouds, is a heap cloud. Cumulonimbus, thunderstorm heap of a cloud.
You're
cloud
listening
is,
to Sonic Lit on CGLO 1690 AM, and we are listening to Cloud Circuit. The voice of Deanna Radford, the sounds of Jeremy Young. We're listening to a pre-launch, a pre-listening before the album is launched this Friday, and then listen to on Saturday night and performed live at the Suwannee Burr Popolo Festival on June 20th. Let's continue listening to Cloud Circuit.
Exhale. Whisper. Exhale. Whisper. Speak. Our voices airborne. We talk into microphone. Keys. Pictures of keys. Signs. And the logic board. Our vocal folds vibrate.
We are in chatter streams.
Moving through earth, through air, and big water.
With whisper modulation.
There is no landline. With breath, we send to phone mast a sea signal, a high sign, with tidings at Marconi, at Signal Hill, at Poldoon. And breathing in Beta Ocean, the ocean. With voice heat that is ours, clouds ours, condensation ours, islands, shores, beach sand is ours. A cable landing, a manhole, at Gun Beach, at Bilbao, at Lands End, at Brest, at Electric Beach. Bay station in palm tree. In a steeple. In a tower. A bell sound. There is a call change. A scramble. It is north. South, east, west. Words like wind, like water. Winnings, worship, workmanship. It is rock solid. It is a broadcast. Broadcast radiation. Quiet zone or a signal storm. My love charge, a cable load, the bandwidth, the video flutters by screen light, by moonlight. Starlight, sunlight, and day. Dataless, less wire, wireless. Microwave, backhaul, transceive. Will you call me? I transmit, I receive. I am failed HD. I am in a frequency channel. I am from Cobalt, Earthen, Display, an ectoplasmic interface. I transmit and receive from flow, expanding from server farm and expanse. A cooling system. I am fever. I am parched. I am wrapped in keys. From cable routes, from trees, from gardens, from gutta percha, from resin, from rubber tubing, from thermoplastic. This number armor, a rule is hands free. It is gear, it is soil, it is earth, it is terrestrial, it is body. It is vocals, invisible, aerial, alien. It is transatlantic, subsea sound. I am listening through bitstream, through channels, to literal radio. Wheel spur, lip to ear. Through glass, walls, plastic, light scope. No rock doves, no pigeons.
Through time,
through cables, copper, complex. It is hearts beating, and we speak.
You were listening to When My Lover Is Across the Ocean by Cloud Circuit. Cloud Circuit is Deanna Radford and Jeremy Young, and we are listening to this new album, not even yet released. It's released this Friday, June 12th, on Watch the End That Ends the Night Records. You can find that single, When My Lover Is Across the Ocean, as a music video right now. Watch it, listen to it, and then you can find it on that album. I would say that's the single of the album, my favorite track so far. We are listening to this album by Cloud Circuit here on Sonic Lit, a spoken web radio show on 1690 AM. I'm listening here live in the booth with Jason Camelot, and we are going to talk a little bit about what we're listening to and really our response to what we hear. But we're also going to just be listening with you to this new album. There's going to be a listening party for this album this Saturday at Resonance Bookstore on Beaubien. There's also going to be a launch performance at Sotterania at the Suwannee Per Popolo Festival on June 20th. So get your tickets. There's lots of ways to listen, but thank you for tuning in and listening with us here on Sonic Lit. And we're really excited about listening to this record together.
So excited. I've been waiting for this record. I'd rather talk less and listen more today, especially since we have the privilege of playing it before the album's actual release.
And I should add too, for talking more, we're going to have Deanna Radford in studio to talk with us on another upcoming show. So lots of talking then, lots of listening today.
But we will share a little bit of information about the album and the people making these amazing sounds that we've just been listening to. So release date, June 12th, we know 2026. Some of the contributors, and we'll work our way through them as we hear more tracks, but Deanna Radford, who we will have on the show at a future moment, listed as doing poetry, contributing poetry and deconstructed word events, voice, mouth, EMF wand, cell phone, coaxial cable, and drumhead.
What a list. I love
that. It's a great list. A great list of sound-making things. And Jeremy Young, sine and square wave oscillators, tape, pump organ, piano, amplified objects and surfaces, radio necklace, voice, chopsticks, pine branch. I'll just list a few more.
And I think a lot of these musicians coming up in this list are, well, they are Montreal-based musicians, and you might recognize their names from other groups. So
certainly you will. James Nicholas, Jamil Godard, sax, Mabira on one of the tracks, and Sam Shalabi, sort of a legendary local guitar player, on F-CK-D electric guitar on track A4. Peter Burton on double bass, Eric Boivin, Christopher Keen, and Chris McKierney providing recordings of birds posted to the Montreal sound map and then dubbed to magnetic tape on track B1. And we have more names that we can list and go through because there are quite a few contributors to this. It was mixed appropriately by Andrew Weathers. It just seems like, you know, the fact that he's named Weathers makes a lot of sense.
And I think it was recorded as well at Montreal's Hotel de Tango, Tutango recording studio, very well known for a lot of
We should give the engineers and producers a call out. So Radwan Ghazi, Mumne, and Shea Brassard at Hotel Tango, Mile End in 2023. And as I said, mixed by Andrew Weathers, mastered by Harris Newman and Gray Marketing Mastering, and and released by Watch That Ends the Night Records.
Yeah, and the performative launch that's coming up on June 20th at Sauterania is a night celebrating new releases by Watch That Ends the Night Records, sort of a showcase, and Cloud Circuit is headlining that showcase. So again, get your tickets if you're here in Montreal. That's actually my birthday, so I'm going to go.
That's a great way to celebrate.
Not going to forget that date. So yes, I will be there and listening. So really, you know, excited to be pre-listening to the record before it comes out this week. Jason, we're going to go through some of the next clips, but did you want to share any of those reflections of what you heard while listening to that track?
Maybe
first,
something general to start with, because
it's kind of an invitation for listening to that.
We even know just from the list of performers and the things they're making sounds with, how this is a kind of exploration of, I guess, elemental media in relation to sort of media technologies that we're familiar with. And I've been reading recently, rereading, I should say, really, because I read this when it first came out, a book by John Durham Peters. He's a media and communications theorist, a book called The Marvelous Clouds. So it's kind of coincidental that I am reading this book, The Marvelous Clouds Toward a Philosophy of Elemental Media. And as I was reading, as I was listening to this, I did a bit of pre-listening before the show, and been sort of deep into the Peters book. There were some quotes that I just had to pull that sort of made me think about how this record is an incredible exploration of extending the concepts of media into our body and into our environments. And so this is just a passage, of one among many, that sort of came to mind or seemed really appropriate in relation to the sounds of this album. The sky has resisted almost all human artifice and yet has always been at the heart of human knowledge. No one has yet figured out how to store time or save the body from sickness and death, though efforts to do so constitute the history of our archival and medical techniques. The history of media is the history of the productive impossibility of capturing what exists. The black of night gives us our most exact science. Astronomy, clouds that vanish, yield some of our most beautiful paintings, and clouds that obscure give us some of our most precious meteorological knowledge. And so I love the way in this passage, Peters seems to be almost describing some of the movement of sounds and the meanings of clouds that are explored in this album as both sort of making the material and felt to us, but also as evoking the cloudiness of the limits of our own knowledge and also making us recognize how embedded we are in the media of our environments in the broadest sense.
Mm-hmm. Well, with that, let's continue listening to Cloud Circuit. The next track is called What Spam Collects. It features musician James Goddard as well. We'll then be going into A Letter from the Cloud Eternal Network, featuring Sam Schlabi and Peter Burton. And of course, we'll be hearing the main voices and sounds of Cloud Circuit, produced and spoken by Deanna Radford and Jeremy Young.
Yes, how my stretched streams spread globally. My personal traces are farmed from key terms and AdWords. I am visible. I am present in here-ness, a proxy bodily. My body.
Filtered as water, as prints partial, repeated,
my fingers pressed to form whole print and scattered for future service, interested, disclosed, incidental, behavioral, derived, my body is unsettled. My reach is organic, my past, and now scraped as my image, with sunlight spread evenly across my face, across the faces of everyone named on my contact list.
By any authority, but a lot of people see me like a friend to a dethroned leader. Many thrones see me as an unfriended leader, and I have been followed by authority. I am 78 years old. I am 87 years old. My eye frames are growth rings. You can't even count them. place. You will amass a fortune, and my investment is in your ideas. If you are into other good ideas, then guarantee a good turn of luck. Let me know. We can exchange an agreement. We can start a business relationship immediately. We can start a relationship business immediately. We can make a pile of paper. We can make a pile of time. Time.
FM Fest is back on July 10, 11, 12. Join us at Sauterania and Sala Rosa for a dive into Montreal's local music scene.
On Friday, July 10th, you can catch Drea Zoo, Chuang, Fielding, Steeple, Nelligan, Shirehead. The show continues in January, Resonance, and Christ.
On Saturday, July 11th, you can see Pablo, Almond Milk, Drunk Cat, Bastion, Wiser Times, Jordan Eric, Crops, 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 MOC, Womb, and Parapariah.
And Sunday, July 12th, you can catch Nizar, Eka, Plus, G-String, a panel talk on Quebec culture, self-resorted, Quebec Nihilism Front, and Conflit Majeur. Also, on Sunday, there will be a fashion show with clothes from some of Montreal's most exciting designers, including Drainwash.
FM Fest is backed by Grimy and CJLO. For more information, go to @FMFest on Instagram. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And welcome back to Sonic Lit, spoken web radio show, CJLO 1690. This is Jason Camlett. I'm here with Catherine McLeod. And we're listening to Cloud Circuit. That last track was A Letter from the Cloud Eternal Network. And it also featured Sam Shalabi and Peter Burton.
Well, Jason, what is a cloud? We're listening to Cloud Circuit, but like, what does a cloud sound like? You don't have to answer that question, but I was thinking, you know, the quote that you read earlier from John Durham Peters, thinking about how cloud, like, it's a word that's used in many ways, even more today now with thinking of data centers and networks, but you know, cloud can have many connotations. What do you think of when you think of cloud?
Yeah, so Peter's book is called The Marvelous Clouds, and I do think that there is a sense of marvel at the simultaneous presence and difficult to actually hold in your hand quality of clouds, right? That they are made up of tiny little particles that seem like real masses on which we project, you know, all kinds of symbolic significance. We find forms in them. You can lie on your backs in the park and just spend the day looking at the clouds and seeing shapes and reading them almost like tea leaves, right? But as you said, we currently, you know, I think we think about the cloud as the place where we put our memories, where our archives, our materials, in a sense, all of our cultural history is being kept. Although, again, we don't know where. It's just sort of like, oh, I don't have a hard drive anymore. It's just all on the cloud, you know? But it has this incredible sort of dual quality of the space where everything that's meaningful to us can be kept, and yet at the same time as something that has no really ultimately tangible form, you know. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, like we think about the affects and moods that are associated with clouds. I think of, you know, the character Schleprock. I think it's from the Flintstones, who walks around and always has a little rain cloud hovering over him. And so, in a sense, his entire world, his universe of this single character is determined by a cloud that seems to follow him around. And mm-hmm. it's a metaphor for the way we approach the world
yeah.
as well.
Thinking of, the emotions that are connoted by like gray skies as opposed to sunny skies. It feels like, you know, the clouds have that that kind of emotion of something's kind of following you around or a little bit unsettling above you, or kind of, you know, feeling a little gray, like Eeyore. I was thinking of him when you're thinking of characters, of the cloud following him, or maybe the umbrella. But also thinking of, you know, the cloud is like if a liquid is cloudy, something hasn't been quite like mixed fully enough, or maybe the water can't quite fully absorb what has been added to it. So there's this sense of like something, it's sort of in between, and kind of this in between state that can be really like, it's physically, you can see that in betweenness. Also thinking about the way that a cloud kind of feels like a collective, or like this, like if I was thinking of it's not necessarily an individual. A cloud is this collective, of whether it's the molecules, you know, particles in the air ready to fall as rain, but it's some collection of something. And so I was thinking of that while listening, because it feels like that speaks to the kind of poetry that Deanna Redford is reciting in this, on this album. It also made me think of the ways that, like, the opposite of clarity in some of those descriptions in one of the first tracks we heard, When My Lover Is Across the Ocean, where like we're really aware of the voice as traveling through frequencies, traveling through just the technology, and is that connection going to reach or be severed or kind of be muffled? Like, I guess maybe the sound of a cloud would be like a muffled static.
It's like earmuffs.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I really like the way you describe, you know, a cloud as this kind of meeting place of elements that mm-hmm. that don't completely give up their previous forms, mm-hmm. but at the same time are transformed by the encounters that they have, right?
Yeah.
And also sort of your idea of the cloud as being a kind of the opposite to the absence of clouds, which we associate with clarity, mm-hmm. maybe with knowledge. Like, so we have a whole historical period called the Enlightenment, which suggests it was a period without clouds, right? But I think we're currently residing in the, I don't know, in cloudiment era or something like that. And I think we're hearing what that actually sounds like.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are listening to the brand new album, yet to be launched, coming out on June 12th on Friday by Cloud Circuit. And we are going to listen to some more tracks. So the next one coming up is called SEO for one basic cloud type. And then we'll be listening to The Birds of Champs de Possible, and I think talking a little bit after that about the connections to Montreal.
I love that. I mean, there's a lot of classification going on in this record. You know, there's an interest in classifying clouds. I also like what you said earlier about how clouds seem to sort of move together, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it would be really weird if there's just a single distinctly defined cloud, you know, and only one. Like, a solitary cloud is a scary thing. You expect them to be moving in groups. And the birds seem, you know, the birds seem to know them better than we do, because mm-hmm. they get to go into them.
Yeah. I can also tell you about hearing that piece live last year. So, we can then tell you yet again about how to hear Cloud Circuit live after we listen to these next two tracks. All right, let's continue listening to Cloud Circuit.
On gaining solar accreditation, begin arrangements to lease a private cloud. Assistances and space are included, with opportunities to own. Resources for deep data storage are here. Solar power, wind power, cloud power. wind, sun, cloud. We say wind could, wind can, sun can, and cloud can. But what contours the private cloud? It is floating, it is stratus, it is cumulus plumes and fog. That is somewhat, and also cloud firewalls protect cloud projects, except for rejection clause items like data loss from volatile weather. Control cloud data effectively. Build, upload, and switch data cloud. The private cloud can be fuzzy. The private cloud hosting is desirable. Private cloud is ready to acclimate to your needs. So on gaining solar accreditation and reviewing conformance details, the private cloud can help anyone make the move to the error sphere. And worries about security are dissipated.
Cooper's hawk, sharp-shinned hawk, red-winged blackbird, great blue heron, cedar waxwing, Canada goose, colonial names, Northern Cardinal, American Goldfinch, Turkey Vulture, Chimney Swift, Common Nighthawk, Rock Dove, My Tongue, Blue Jay, Chestnut-Sided Warbler, Yellow Warbler, Merlin, Peregrine Falcon, American Kestrel, My Mother's Tongue, Common Yellow Throat, Dark-Eyed Junco, Ringed-Billed Gull, Song Sparrow, Black and White Warbler, Tennessee Warbler, My Grandmother's Tongue, House Sparrow, Downy Woodpecker, Hairy Woodpecker, Black-Capped Chickadee, American Redstart, Black Pole Warbler, My Grandmother's Tongue, White-Breasted Nuthatch, Chipping Sparrow, European Starling, American Robin, Morning Dove, My Great-Grandmother's Tongue, Accipiter Coperi, Accipiter's Triadus, Agileus Phoenicius, Ardea Herodias, Rhombus Sibilis,
Sidor. Brenda Canadensis. My great, great grandmother's tongue. Cardinalis, Cardinalis. Cardulis, Tristis. Cathartes Ura. Chitura Pelagica. Cordelis Minor. Columbia Livia. My great, great, great grandmother's tongue. Cyanocita Cristata. Dendroica Pennsylvanica. Dendroica Patacia. Falco Columbianus. Falco Peregrinus. Falco Sperberius. My niece's tongue. Geothlypus trichus. Junco bimalis. Laris delawarenensis. Melospiza melodia. Nentolita varia. Oreothilpus peregrina. My sister's tongue. Colonial names.
This is a free flow. I'm going to spit. I'm going to let it rip.
Check.
Is this thing on? Okay.
Three,
all right.
Two,
so,
one.
The instinct to turn away that impulse is regular, ongoing,
constant,
and
if
I weren't editor-in-chief, I would be a mail carrier. Collected, collected. Stop contacting the wrong office for your real fund. Potato and cottage cheese and jail funds. The thing is, I can remember when I first committed to paleo. My energy was bursting, fat was flying off, my health was returning with a vengeance, and then one of the custard with eggs.
We just want modifications, we want to do better.
But catastrophic?
Salt, and then
what happens
if you will stand
if you're
in milk in 3 hours when tender?
What happens if you are
the
a different
people
person?
People ask me is how to improve their credit score in both toys.
In a letter to my younger self, I ask,
rain,
we just want
we, Jim,
we seem
hope to
the
be
stars,
better.
Jim.
Arrive at your
on
destination.
On top of the questions
style.
I ask,
private jets.
Are you automated?
Are you automated?
Are you
am
tasty
and satisfying?
Generated Weber.
No shade.
Stop contacting the wrong office.
I can remember when I first committed
if
to
if I weren't editor-in-chief, I would be a mail carrier. Your delivery man has arrived
fat
with your
was flying
consignment
off.
Box.
My health was returning.
I advise you to
with
send
a vengeance and
26,000
custard with eggs,
USD.
Allowing
well
half of well buttered
trying
frying
to get
pan,
payment all
also with
to
one
know
lemon,
me.
Salt, and then.
So I decided
if you will
to
scramble
milk,
check,
3 hours.
Check. Area
oh, it feels
tender,
more clear. It's
such
my bachelor's
widows.
We don't
so I visited Chico twice and I've eaten
the butter.
I've eaten
for each
a lot
one
of
celery,
places.
4 leeks with a pinch of water.
They're pretty
add
meat
salt.
Ochre until I found
four.
This place through
on top of the
reminders.
Please
confirm dispute. And
my energy was bursting,
hearing
fat was flying
report.
Off
when
the
bread
buns
had
risen.
Tear
off
a piece
of
bun.
Paleo.
And
my energy was
add
bursting.
Filling.
Stop contacting
really
the wrong
good.
Office.
Tamber.
Thank you. And
it's
blessed. If I weren't editor-in-chief, I would
today
be a mail carrier.
Contacting the wrong
your delivery
office.
Man
has arrived
with your
consignment
box.
Sir.
I advise you to send
me
to old radio
homes,
moving,
rain,
blood,
pain,
Jim.
You're listening to Cloud Circuit on Sonic Lit, a spoken web radio show. We were just listening to one of the bonus tracks.
Bonus track!
Spam senders speak! ! That was Deanna Radford and Jeremy Young on Cloud Circuit's new album. We're going to break for one more ad and then come back with a few more tracks.
Du 25 juin au 4 juillet, le Festival international de jazz de Montréal vous attend pour 10 jours de musique et plus de 350 concerts en plein cœur du quartier des spectacles. À voir gratuitement sur la place des festivals The Bar Brothers, Coco Rocco, Engine de Poitrine, Kamasi Washington, Naika, Willow, Larkin Poe, Saint-Levant, Patrick Watson, Seminole et plusieurs autres. Toute la programmation sur montrealjazzfest.com, présentée par le groupe Banque TD en collaboration avec Rio Tinto.
All right, we're back. Sonic Lit, a spoken web radio show. And we're going to move ahead with a few more tracks. I'm really intrigued by this one because it appears in double parentheses and then in quotation marks. And the title of this is, you know, parenthesis, parenthesis, quotation mark, mosquito in the static veil, quotation mark, parenthesis, parenthesis. So we're going to hear that one next. And then probably what we'll have time for.
If we have time. I think we're hoping we have time for Airbus A321, Everything is Everything. You're listening to Cloud Circuit's new album here on Sonic Lit.
Holding space unfixed, the view from a window over Iceland, thunder snow, snowicane, atmospheric circulation, moon surface and snow dunes. Horizontal air streams pendulate. Low light burns through cirrostratus, and the air stairs are choppy. This canoe craft on jagged sound waves is piercing, is silent, is still moving, and not still. On current, we hover. Over airfield, through alto stratus, through thick cover. The current is rampant. The current is raging. The light is slake and altogether electric.
Thank you.
hands brings friction, brings heat, brings amplitude. It is a beacon from flame, from flare, a flash, and signs and everything is everything. It is martial in message, a beam from hands. It is a radiant address across the sky. Sliding thumbs and index, soft tension of muscles, of back, of battery fever, is ick, with sweat exuding from front muscles, from laptop. A surge, a connection, it sparks a synapse, the dopamine, the light of palms, rings quickening from contact, from pains, and echo requests. This beacon's lead thrills as lips brushing, as feeds, as ancient as signals. And everything is everything. And everything is sealed with heat. And everything is everything.
Listening to Cloud Circuit's self-titled album, Cloud Circuit, on CJLO 1690. This album is going to be released in just a few days, and it's been a real pleasure to be able to listen to a good part of it. And we have a little bit more time than we thought we would, so we're going to play one more tune called Sand and Heat, which features Radwan Ghazi Umne and Ida Torinato.
Sometimes I can see a person's aura when they speak. It doesn't matter what kind of light we're surrounded by. Light, heat. The word that sounds exactly like the word but with a different meaning is a world of words that lead me to believe that everything is everything. Light, light, in light. The bus moved north. It felt like we were driving into the sunrise and so east. Still, we moved and the sun flashed through the buildings on the street.